the center of the Air Check universe. AirCheck.com.
The all-new 1540 KGBC with the biggest hits and the brightest stars and Allman Brothers Band, the little Ramblin' Man song there. 6:40, 20 minutes before 7 o'clock, Jay Allen, it's the KGBC Morning Show. Well, what do you think former Allman Brothers Band lead guitarist and songwriter Dickie Betts has been up to lately? Well, I'm going to tell you. He's been charged with domestic battery, accused of punching his wife in the face while she was driving, police said. Well, that's not very nice, Dickie. Come on. Betts was released from jail on $2,000 bail after being arrested, the Sarasota Herald Tribune reported in the story. The 57-year-old told a deputy he did not know how the victim, Donna Betts, received her injury. according to a police report, anyway. Michael Mosca, Betts' attorney, did not immediately return a phone message. Betts was, of course, an original member of the Allman Brothers and wrote the group's most famous song, Ramblin' Man. I'm a ramblin' man. I punch my wife. Oh, anyway. 6:41, 19 minutes now before 7 o'clock. I'm Jay Allen. Your exclusive KGBC weather from Galveston in the Upper Bay Area for the last day of April. That would be April 30th, 2002. Written numerically, of course, 4/30/02. By Jay Allen. Okay, a mix of clouds and sun today, and it'll be breezy through tomorrow. High today about 85, partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight about 80, high tomorrow near 90. Are you sure we're in April?
God, I can't wait for July.
And now, a preview of this summer.
What's it going to be, 200 degrees?
Yeah. Maybe that global warming thing is happening.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty safe guess. Yeah.
Well, actually, I walked out a little while ago. It's nice. Got a nice breeze on the island here. South-southeast winds today. Southerly winds tonight and tomorrow. They'll be 10 to 15 miles per hour through tonight. 15 to 20 miles per hour tomorrow. For you boaters, your marine forecast for Galveston and Matagorda Bay.
Matagorda Bay.
Small crabs should exercise caution, man.
When you say it like that, it makes me hungry.
South winds through tomorrow.
I want some nachos.
15 to 20 knots today. We don't need no stinking exercise caution, okay? And near 20 knots tonight and tomorrow, bay waters choppy. Too rough. For tomorrow. If you like your waters rough. Go ahead and stick your dinghy out there and see how you like it, all right? Where are we? I lost my place.
Somewhere between weather and traffic.
Right, Seabrook right now, 74.
Radio purgatory.
Clear Lake. Clear Lick.
We're somewhere in Indiana. That's where... Where Larry Bird's from.
Where my mind is, a clear lick. Yeah, clear lick. 75, 77 on the island, and Galvatraz here at KGBC. 6:43, 17 minutes before 7, before we blow the radio station up tomorrow.
Yeah, let's blow it up. I got
my finger on the button. It's a red one. I'm getting ready to ignite this sucker. Kapowie! But in the meantime, before that happens, we should tell you what's happening with your Tuesday morning rush hour. Here's a KGBC traffic update with Mike Valdez.
You know, maybe I could save somebody some...
The biggest hits, the brightest stars on the all-new 1540 KGBC. We're hopping at the hop. That's Danny and the Juniors. I'm Jay Allen. KGBC Morning Show, 6:55. Coming up on 5 minutes before 7. And on the way here, of course, Texas State Network News, ABC News. And on the way, musically, some highlights here. Got a song about going down, a song about a kid, a song about a high threshold for love, and a wedding song. All on the way.
Billy Chief.
KGBC, home of the biggest hits and the brightest stars. Good morning, Dickinson. 7-Eleven, 11 after 7. I'm Jay Allen, KGBC Morning Show. Bad company on KGBC.
Well, I'll take
the all-new
KGBC, home of the biggest hits and the brightest stars. I'm Jay Allen, KGBC Morning Show, 7:15, 15 minutes after 7, and this is Men at Work.
Traveling in a fighter, come in.
Indeed, the home of the biggest hits and the brightest stars, the all-new 1540 KGBC. Eighteen minutes after 7 o'clock, I'm Jay Allen. It's the KGBC Morning Show.
Cisco!
The all-new 1540 KGBC with the biggest hits and the brightest stars.
Cisco! Pancho! We don't need no stinking wine! You know what I'm saying?
That's a little bit of war there for you. Cisco Kid. Remember that show?
Cisco Kid, I think that's before my time.
Oh, of course it is. Everything's before your time.
That was back when you were young, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's before I discovered myself.
Oh, wow. Hey, I thought you were still doing that.
Yeah, Cisco Kid was a good old one of those 50s westerns.
Really?
Yeah. Used to come on Saturday mornings where I was. And
yeah.
It was a good show.
That sounds fun. If it makes you feel better, I never missed the Lone Ranger, you know. Of course, it was probably reruns when I was watching it. But
yeah.
Was it? This is like, I don't want to say now.
Yeah, they're probably reruns because there were reruns when I was watching.
Definitely. You mean they had the Lone Ranger back then?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Red Ryder, it was Robert Blake, by the way, played in
No way.
Yeah.
Red Ryder, what was that?
That's another one of those Western shows. Fury.
That was Robert Blake?
No, Robert Blake played in Red Ryder. He was a... He's a child actor. He did the Rascals. Oh, Rascals at one time.
No way.
Yeah.
He was one of the Rascals? Which one?
I forgot his name.
Huh.
I'd have to look it up in my...
I had no idea.
Yeah, he's a child actor, so he did a bunch of the Rascals things, and then he went into this show called Red Ryder.
Cool.
It was just like Mickey Dolenz was Circus Boy at one time.
I didn't know that. I know who Mickey Dolenz is.
All right, I'm gonna give you enough. I'm stopping. I'm not. I'm just telling you too much in trivia.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. Yeah.
7:24. 24 minutes after 7 o'clock. Let's see what's actually happening now. How about that?
Okay.
What a concept! Wait. Tuesday morning rush hour, KGBC traffic update with Mike Baldet.
All right, Jay, now get serious because I don't want to mess this up. This traffic report is brought to you by the FBI, okay? Got a problem in Clear Lake City that's worse than I thought it was. It's FM 2351, which is also Clear Lake City Boulevard, and it's a wreck with Life Flight responding now east of I-45. Now, here's going right there. Mike Valdez, 1540, KGBC traffic.
Yeah, it's cool, man. You get to wear those black glasses.
And you could be like X-Files.
Yeah.
Knock on the door and make people real nervous.
I'm in the wrong business. I need a more of exciting life. FBI is for me, baby.
Cool, man.
All right, talk to you.
We'll check Galveston next, Jake.
Okay, man.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, 7:25. 25 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Toast luncheon, honoring John.
Okay, 7:29. 29 minutes after 7. 31 minutes before 8 o'clock. That's weird how that works out. Don't forget Paul Harvey News and Comments that's normally heard at 12:05 has been moved up for the last month now, up to 11:05 every weekday morning here on KGBC. Coming up right after Paul Harvey News and Comments, a song about a boat, a song that will definitely send you. We'll yank something out of our Beatles stash of goodies for you. But right now, my favorite part here is the 7:30 stretch.
Oh! Paul Harvey,
oh, yeah.
News and Comment. Brought to
you. The all-new 1540 KGBC with the biggest hits and the brightest stars and all my lovin'. Beatles, 7:43, 17 minutes now before 8 o'clock. I'm Jay Allen. It's the KGBC Morning Show. I don't think there's much love between Paul McCartney and Yoko Ono.
Oh, no. Tell me, I'm trying to remember what the latest was. It's a fight over some royalties, right?
Actually, what it says there is, if Yoko Ono wants to see Paul McCartney's Driving Rain tour,
uh-huh.
She'll have to buy her own ticket. McCartney has made it crystal clear he won't be providing any free seats to the woman some still say broke up the Beatles, reports the New York Daily News.
Yeah.
We're not friends, McCartney said, on whether he would invite Ono to any stops on his 19-city tour. Everyone has a family, and sometimes your Uncle Eddie is not your greatest friend.
Yoko. Well, they're still fighting it out.
It's like that with us.
There's some. I thought there was some problem to do with, you know how Michael Jackson owns White Castle?
I think you're right. I think there is some type of royalty dispute going on, too.
Yeah, it has something to do with selling the rest of the songs that they bought back from Michael, or they want maybe wanting to buy back some of the songs from Michael Jackson. Anyway, there's a big nasty fight between them, but that's nothing new.
Yeah, too many things have gone down in the past for that to happen. I don't hold a grudge, but I don't intend to invite her. I don't mean it as a snub, but life is short.
Yes, he does.
And if I throw a party, I just invite who I want to have there.
Yes, he does mean it as a snub.
People you're going to have a laugh with. Ono responded, bless him. He is still family. I wish him great success on his concert.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. I can see right through that. Come on.
And the feud remains. I think there's a feud on the highways. Let's see what that Tuesday morning rush hour looks like with a KGBC traffic update. Here is Mike Valdez.
Okay, Jay, I got to repair.
Airchecks.com.